Thank you, Susan. Now then, I wonder if we all know what the TIC stands for. It's the Todmorden Information Centre, and it's celebrated 35 years. Since its establishment in May 1988, the Trust has been dedicated to providing valuable information and support to residents and visitors of Todmorden. Over the past 35 years, the TIC has played an integral role in the local community, hosting events such as 2014's Tour de Tod, which featured a fantastical cycle parade, a big screen, and the Proms in the Park finale, complete with fireworks. 2017's Jeff Love celebration, which involved local author Bill Birch and the publication of his excellent Jeff Love biography, and the inaugural Todmorden Book Festival in 2018. However, it has not all been plain sailing. Opening an information centre in Todmorden looked in doubt, until a group of local people and businesses headed by Jack Taylor stepped up to organise it. After gaining grants from Todmorden Town Council and Calderdale Council, totalling £3,500, a massive £8,000 was raised locally to allow the centre to open. Until 2007, Calderdale Council supported the Trust by providing staff. However, due to budget cuts, this service was removed. Since then, Todmorden Town Council has supported the centre's staff costs. Its friendly and knowledgeable staff have assisted on various topics, including tourist attractions, accommodation, transportation, and local events. It has become an important hub for those exploring the town and surrounding areas. The Trust is currently exhibiting its history, featuring original press cuttings from the opening weekend, with TV's weatherman and famous Todmordian John Ketley. There are also examples of Todmorden souvenirs and local artists' work from the past 35 years. The centre is open Monday to Saturday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Todmorden Information Centre manager Jackie Matthews said, "Over the years, we have seen tremendous changes and developments in the town and the surrounding area, and we have been honoured to play a role in helping people explore and enjoy this wonderful part of the country. We are grateful for the ongoing support of the community and look forward to continuing to serve the town and its visitors for many years to come." And as a personal aside, may I say that as far as I'm aware, it's the only information centre in Calderdale now, or it was for some time.